This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
As summer approaches, it seems everyone is worried about gas prices. And Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has 10 Chevy models offering 30 mpg highway or better. The 2012 Equinox at 32, the all-new Sonic at 35, the Impala at 30, the Cruze at 39, and the all-new 2013 Malibu at 37. At Smokey Jennings, they're on the ground and ready to sell. 35 cars and Equinoxes in stock. Smokey Jennings is ready to show you why their customers rate them in the top 5 for customer satisfaction in the St. Louis region. Smokey Jennings, family-owned and operated since 1946. Chevy runs deep.
And in part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, first of all, the DTN general opening call. Later this morning, expect corn to open 1 to 2 lower, beans about a dime lower, wheat 3 to 4 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 49 cents lower at 96.52. Brent crude, 58 cents lower at 112.15. The June gold contract, $19 lower at $1,585.50. The U.S. dollar index 0.249 higher at 79.987. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 609, up 2 3/4. July wheat closed at 615, up 3. September wheat closed at 629, up 2 1/4. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 666, up a penny. July corn closed at 623, up 3. September corn closed at 538, that was up 4 3/4. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1437 3/4, down 25 3/4. July beans closed at 1438 1/4, down 27 1/2. August beans closed at 1425 1/4, down 23 1/2. May soybean meal yesterday closed at 416.60, down 86. July meal closed at 417.30, down 92. August meal closed at 408.90, down 93. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 52.90, down 31. July oil closed at 53.27, down 31. August oil closed at 53.47, down 31. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.32 1/4. That was up 3/4. July oats closed at 3.37 3/4. That was up 1/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois winter grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn and wheat slightly higher and soybeans sharply lower. Speculators selling at the Board of Trade weakened soybean futures today. Many traders wanted to even positions and take profits ahead of Thursday's USDA reports. Sharply lower soybean meal values also helped to push prices lower. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 6 higher at 642 to 662, while soybeans dropped 27 to 28 cents at 1415 to 1427. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 5 to 9 cents at 650 to 673. Soybeans fell 26 to 28 cents down to 1426 to 1440. And the wheat bids gained 3 at 596 to 612. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger, range from 653 to 662. Soybeans declined 27 to 28 cents at 1427 to 1430, and the wheat prices increased 3 to 4 cents on Tuesday at 606 to 612. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly 5 to 7 cents lower on Tuesday, ranging from 661 up to 674. Soybeans ended 27 to 31 cents lower at 1433 to 1443, and the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 1 to 3 cents at 605 to 615. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 8 cents higher at 688 to 691. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 27 cents with quotations at 1461 to 1462. Soft red winter wheat gained 2 at 629 to 630, and the Milo ended 3 cents stronger at 592 to 593. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, May hogs closed at 80.25, up 20. June hogs closed at 84.30, down a dime. July hogs closed at 84.57, down 62. June cattle yesterday closed at 115.77, down 50. August cattle closed at 118.45, down 35. October cattle closed at 123.65, also down a half dollar. May feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 151.37, down 140. August feeders closed at 158.77, down 67. September feeders closed at 159.77, down 77. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, May 8th, for the Eastern Corn Belt, the leader togs, barrows, and gilts, closed 16 cents lower with a carcass-based price range of 70 to 77, weighted average 74.13. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 11,975. Illinois Dirch Brown Gilt trade was steady to weak from 52 to 55, and Illinois Dirch Slaughter Sows traded mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 42 to 46. 450 to 550 pounds at 45 to 48. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 49. Today's estimated receipts, 950, and Monday's actuals, 650. Pork carcass cutout, 78.87, and that is up 42 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 415,000. Last week, 411,000. A year ago, 403,000. Week to date, 828,000. Cattle for today, last week, and a year ago, all 126,000, with week to date of 245,000. Box beef cutout values were firm to higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 146 fabulos with 49 trim. Choice at 190.82, that is up 34 cents. Select at 185.99, that is up $1.31. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 381. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady to dollar lower, Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 121 to 126. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 115.5 to 120.75. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 112.75 to 114.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 120.5 to 124.5, with select and choice 2s and 3s at 117.5 to 120. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 222 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay traded 2.5 to 4.5 higher. Alfalfa, good quality small squares, sold at $9.85 with large squares, 3x3s at $100. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at $7.5 with fair quality small squares at $5.25. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service. Returning back to WSMI.
Also on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, our spot prices for butter, $1.30, down a dollar. For block cheese, $1.49 and a quarter, down four and a quarter. For barrel cheese, $1.45 and a quarter, down one and one half. The futures price for Class 3 milk yesterday, $15.09. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.49. For June, $6.34. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.47. For June, $6.26. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $14.21. And for June, $14.29. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $5.89. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.49, corn at Scottville, $6.47, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.21, wheat at Scottville, $5.89. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 70s. We will have northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, the high in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower Sunday, lows in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature, 53 degrees under clear skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
What do you know? John Deere turns the big 175 this year. To celebrate, don't miss Sloan's Green Tag event, our biggest deer season event of the year. Just get to Sloan's and look for the green tags. Up to $550 off select series riding mowers and savings up to $800 on Gator utility vehicles. The John Deere Green Tag event going on now. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or on the web at sloans.com.
Powered up with Sloan's. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Hickory Grove Family Farms, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news today, Tuesday, we talked to Dan Littigan of the Morrisonville Farmers Co-op. We ask him how the announcement of the expansion of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade will affect the day-to-day operation of the facility.
When the market closes now at 1:15, then everybody goes and sees what they're going to be bidding for the rest of the day. We're not going to have that now because we're going to trade from 6 at night until 4 o'clock the next afternoon. So basically, the market's going to be open to all that time electronically. Now, the open outcry market's still going to be open from 9:30 until 1:15. And at 1:15, that'll be the official closes for the day, which means on our statements and all the stuff we do, those prices will be there. But the farmer is not going to know what the price is all afternoon because we're going to be continually trading it.
Now, when those markets close at 4 o'clock, will you have a bid prepared at that time that the farmers can, say, sell or buy on in the near term?
That's going to be the problem, because right now when the market closes at 1:15, it usually takes the large grain companies, you know, the river houses and whatever, an hour and a half, 2 hours to get their bids out. So if we follow that, then that means we might not have bids until 5:30 or 6, which means we would already be starting to trade again.
Dan also said the change will put more pressure on producers.
We will adapt here at the elevator, but the farmer is the one that's really going to have the difficulty because, you know, during harvest, we buy a lot of grain right across the scales, which means that at the end of the day, that price is put on it. And now I'm not sure exactly when we're going to know what that price is.
So what the farmers are probably going to have to do is have their own way to communicate or to keep in touch with those the markets directly. Right?
Yeah, it's going to require them to watch more and watch longer, I guess. I mean, nobody's going to be able to watch it 22 hours a day, but, you know, the larger companies obviously can have more shifts. A country elevator like us, you know, we're not set up to be 24/7.
Right, and you're not going to have the personnel with the knowledge that you're going to have to monitor stuff like that.
I think it's going to have a huge effect on the grain trade because even the big grain companies, they haven't fully decided how they're going to do it yet. And they didn't do us any favors. You know, they approved this, and it's going to be implemented next Monday. So there wasn't much lead time for everybody to get their act together, I guess.
That was Dan Littigan of the Morrisonville Farmers Co-op. U.S. cattle futures are starting to rebound from a spate of bad news in the beef industry, including a case of mad cow disease and controversy over an additive derided as pink slime. Traders were worried that the market would react like it did in December of 2003 when the first U.S. mad cow case was discovered. This time reaction was muted because no meat from the cow entered the food supply. With support provided by the Beef Checkoff, last week the U.S. Meat Export Federation, contractor to the Beef Checkoff, hosted a group of 14 meat buyers from a major Korean retailer and importer. Philip Tseng, USMEF president and CEO, says maybe it was opportune that they were here visiting or just a coincidence in good timing. But the trip could not have been planned better for the largest Korean retailer and importer to witness firsthand our production systems for beef in the United States.
The idea there was is bringing the largest retailer and frankly to have them look at our systems, look at our BQA programs, take a look at our assurances that we have as far as on the farm, as far as safety, etc. They visited feedlots and they also visited packing plants. And the idea was to give them the total review, the total exposure to our programs. This is something that we do with checkoff dollars because it's very important that we keep reinforcing our safety commitment and the message.
Mr. Tseng explains how the BSE announcement has affected the global marketplace for beef.
In Asia, there's probably more attention paid to what is Japan doing. And I think the fact that Japan came out initially and said that they're not going to change anything, that they know the U.S. systems, they know it's safe, they know they have an export verification program. And so because Japan also has had 36 cases of BSE, they're quite familiar with BSE about the difference between classical and atypical. So a lot of that ground has already been covered in Japan. And so when they came out and said, we are not going to close the market, we're going to let things go on as normal, and we are also going to continue the process for moving forward to beyond 20 months, I think this was the kind of reassurance that these governments need, because the first step is making sure the governments in these markets, their health authorities, keep the markets open. And I think the agreements that have been initialed between our government and a lot of these governments always stipulated that only if our BSE status was downgraded, that then that would be called into question.
The only market that now has closed their border to U.S. beef is Indonesia. Mr. Tseng says that maintaining market access is only part of the battle. In key markets, checkoff dollars have been invested to actively engage with industry partners, media contacts, and other influential sources in an effort to maintain consumer confidence and dispel any misinformation about the safety or quality of U.S. beef. These activities are critical to maintaining consumer demand and protecting U.S. market share. For more about the Beef Checkoff, you can visit mybeefcheckoff.com. A former ag secretary thinks the United States Department of Agriculture needs a clearly designated point person for international trade issues. Stuart Doan reports for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Trade matters are currently overseen by as many as 5 of the 7 undersecretaries at USDA. The Farm Bill passed by the Senate Ag Committee includes a provision requiring USDA to study the creation of an undersecretary for trade and international affairs. The amendment was sponsored by Nebraska Republican Mike Johanns, who served as Ag Secretary during the Bush administration.
Increasing population, affluence, urbanization, it's going to require our farmers to grow more. Thus, it's increasingly important that USDA ensure that our trade is open and it is based on science. If there was a surprise at the USDA in my time as secretary, it was how much time I devoted to trade issues.
Johanns' amendment was adopted on a voice vote without any opposition. It would require USDA to evaluate its trade functions and then report the findings to the Senate and House Ag Committees within 6 months of the enactment of the Farm Bill. The secretary would have discretionary authority to establish the Undersecretary for Trade position. Stuart Doan, Capitol Hill.
A new song from country artist and songwriter Steve Azar honors agricultural professionals and will benefit local FFA chapters. Azar says it's a real thrill to partner with the FFA and write and record American Farmer. He says the song honors the real heroes of America, and he's proud to celebrate the men and women who have worked hard to make the country great. A video for the American Farmer song, featuring pictures submitted by real working farmers and FFA members, is available on YouTube. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open 1 to 2 lower, beans about a dime lower, wheat 3 to 4 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 49 cents lower at $96.52. Brent crude, 58 cents lower at $112.15. The June gold contract, $19 lower at $1,585.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.249 higher at 79.987. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Hickory Grove Family Farms.